Maybe the Torah is saying something else. Maybe these fruits, the tfuah and the grapes and the olives didn't grow at all during Shvius. That's not the question we're talking about now. The Dumrimer said Layayo Klau. Nothing was grown during the seventh year. But it first started to get his year shlish on the eighth year, before Chagas took it. O Kama Rachmoni, you know what the term is, tells him in Pasuk, that Tishmoit, the Tezol Ad Chagas took it. Maybe the Pasuk means to tell us that Shemitah, the Issur of Shemitah, not to plow and not to plant, doesn't only apply to the seventh year, but it goes over into the eighth year until Sukkot. When it comes Chagas Sukkot, that's when it ends. But up until Chagas Sukkot, maybe you have the Chiyus to be Noyed Shemitah. Now that's what the Pasuk needs to say here. Miketz Sheva Shana B'Moyin Shnasa Shemitah Chagas Sukkot means Shemitah still applies up until Chagas Sukkot. Even in the eighth year, even after Rosh Hashanah of the eighth year, maybe there's still a Mr. Shemitah. Maybe up until Sukkot. Maybe that's what the Pasuk means to say. So then he can't learn out anything about a Shlish. It's not talking about a third groan. It's talking about a new Chiddush that Shemitah extends until Sukkot. So Gemara says that he can't say. Don't think to say like that. The Chiddush, because another Pasuk says, the Chag Osif, the Tzeit Hashanah. It says Chag Osif, Pasuk means Sukkot, at the end of the year. Shrashi, Lois Tagadat, Lishtoi Kroh, Elikashavir Shlish. The Nukha Kroachrini. That I'll prove to you, this Pasuk is only talking about where a third is grown already. It's not talking about if nothing was grown yet, that the Easter Shemitah still applies until Chag Sukkot. The Pasuk here for sure is talking about something to do with a third grown. Why? Because another Pasuk in Shemai says, V'chag osid v'seis hashona. Shashi v'chag osid v'seis hashona. Now the Gemara says, like, my chag osid. What does the Pasuk mean, chag osid? The Gemara says, Ilei machag habo bisman asifom. If it means Sukkot, the chag, that comes during the time when you collect together all the tefuah, Sukkot is called bisman asifom. So that's the man when all the tfuah, all the fruits are ripe already, and you bring it into the house right now. So that's what the Pasuk means, V'chag Osif. It's sick, it's the time to collect everything together. So the Gemara walks here, the end of the Pasuk says, the Ostecho. The Pasuk already spoke about, it's the Zman Asif, it's the time when you collect things together. So why does the Pasuk repeat itself twice in this Pasuk, Chag Osif? And Rashi says, V'chag Osif, the Pesach Shana, my Chag Osif. Ilema to Yehush Shem. Sukkot, it's called Sukkot. You know why? Because Sukkot comes at a time when you collect all the tefuah, all your wheat into the house. If so, normally the cost of the chag krah trays in me. Why does the pasuk say it twice in one pasuk? Well, Siv, you krah already said in this pasuk Gufayim that the ostechos masecha, when you gather together like the maisa, the tefuah. So said already in this pasuk gathering together. Why does it say again the chag osif? Ella, my osif, what does the pasuk mean? Chag osif, it means katsir. It means this is the time to cut down. For Rashi, Elo my osif katsir. Rochid come. This is what the pasuk means to say. The chag. This is the yontif. Asher hu biyos v'chos masechem in asoda. This is the yontif that you're cutting down the wheat from your field. Osif asher ata kaitzaboy. You're allowed to collect together now what you're cutting down now. Why? Because eina mishona anechneses elo mishona hayotis. You should know it's from last year. It's not the tefuah from this coming year, but from last year. The teacher teaches us, Shektir HaChag, that you cut off the wheat, on Sukkot, Holach HaChashon HaShogro. You should know it has the luck of last year. That's what the Apostle means to tell him. The Chag also means this is the year that you're cutting off that has to do with last year's crop. Now, the Kimlu Rabbonin, Sha'omru HaTefuah HaChashlish. How does the Chum know that when a tefuah grows a third, that's called finish, because like this, to hold tefuah sheniktzeres bechag v'yedua sheviyus lis of Rosh Hashanah. Any time that you cut down the wheat on Sukkot, in other words, the wheat is fully grown, that it's time to cut it down now, for sure it already grew one third before Rosh Hashanah. In other words, one third of it was for sure grown before Rosh Hashanah. So since a third of it was grown like last year, it's called last year's crop. Even though you're first cutting off the tefuah now on Sukkot, you should know the din of tefuah is it goes basa when it was grown a third. So since it was grown a third for sure last year, that's what the Pasuk is teaching us, that the tefuah goes basa last year's crop. That's what we said before, that Miketz Sheva Shana B'Moyed Shnasa Shemitah means tell us the Chag HaSukkot, that sometimes the tefuah you cut off on Sukkot still has Kedushas Shemitah on it, because the tefua, the wheat that you're cutting off now on Sukkot, for sure it was grown already a third by the beginning of Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah, on the seventh year, it was grown a third. So since it was grown a third already on Shemitah, it has Kedushas Shemitah. And also, Chag Osif means, the Feis Hashanah means, the tefua you cut down on Sukkot, you should know, that has the luck of last year. That's what the Pasuk is teaching us. So from here we know why what you cut down on Sukkot has a lock of this tefuah's last year's crop, whether it's negeya to Shemitah, or whether it's negeya to which year you have to give Meiser, or whether it's negeya if you could take off Shumas to Meiser from this year's crop on last year's crop, it all is totally when it was grown a third. It was grown a third before Rosh Hashanah, it's last year's crop. And therefore, any tefuah you cut off on Sukkot for sure was grown a third before Rosh Hashanah, that's why it's last year's crop. Now, the Kokor Lay B'Tzeis Hashanah, the Pasuk says, the Chag Osif B'Tzeis Hashanah, means it's the end of last year. That's what the Pasuk is teaching us. What you cut down right now on Sukkot has a lach like last year. Rashi, She Mishonah HaYotzes. It's from last year's crop. Alma, we see from there, Tfu Achashlish. That Tfu goes buster when it's one-third grown. The way it is, that one-third, if it happened before Rosh Hashanah, it's last year's crop. So if any Tfu you cut down by Sukkot, for sure was grown a third before Rosh Hashanah, it's last year's crop. Omalei Rav Yirmi L'Rav Zeira. So Rav Yirmi first asked the kasha to Rav Zeira, even though lady is chayza. But first he asked the kasha like this, the modern kasha. Rav Yirmi asked, the kimlu l'rabbonin bein shlish t'pokas mishlish. How can a rabbonin know this? How can a rabbonin tell you to say that if it's grown now on Rosh Hashanah, what you're cutting down on Sukkot, for sure was grown a third before Rosh Hashanah? How does the Chum know this? Are they like Nevi'im? Like he didn't understand how are they so Bekiyim to know exactly what's called the third, what's not called the third. Shrashi B'Tzimiyah L'Akakasha V'Chi Bekiyim Neim B'Tzid Gidla Tzvua. So the Rabbanan knows so much what's doing with growing. Ledas to know Shein Atzvua Ruyi Liktzor B'Chag Elim Kerevi Yoslish B'Shon HaShavram. Like how does the Chum know such a thing to say? That any wheat you're cutting down now on Sukkot, you should know for sure it was grown a third before Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, it's called last year's. Like, how did the Chum know this? That's what Rabbi Yirmi asked Rav Zeira. Omalei, so Rav Zeira answered back, Lava mina l'chor, I once told you already, L'itofik nash shechol avar mi'ukhasa. I don't go to ask questions on what the Chum say. And Rashi says, L'fak feik tishik chomim. Don't ask questions on what the Chum say about a measurement. Why? Because kol midas chachom kachi. The Chum, yes, the big bikin, they know exactly what the measurements are. They said, the aboim saw teufel. You're allowed to go to the mikveh if you have aboim saw of water. The aboim saw chos akut of any yochel itfel. If you have a mikveh that has a drop less than 40, so it's possible. Even though the Torah only says you have to go into a mikveh that your body can get into. Doesn't say what the shear of the mikveh is. The chachamim with their chokma shots off the same that when you have 40 saws of water, that's the exact measurement that the whole body can get into. And if you have a drop less than that, the mikveh is kosher. So see, the Chum know exactly what they're talking about. The same thing, Kibetza metame tumasoichlin. Kibetza chosa shumshin ene metame tumasoichlin. If you have food, if it has the size of an egg there, now if something touches it, the sheriff touches this makabal tuma. If you have the size of food, a drop less than the size of an egg, you should know even if a sheriff touches it, it's not makabal tuma. And Rashi explains, the Pasuk says that an oichel is makabel tumah what heat for that base abliya. The amount of food that could go down your throat at one time, that's the least amount of food you have to have to be makabel tumah. And Chazal shuts up, Chazal knew, what's the smallest amount that could go down your throat, the biggest amount that go down your throat is the size of an egg. So therefore you have to have the size of an egg of food, that's what's makabel tumah. Right, another halacha they said is, shloisha shloisha metame medris. If you have a cloth, that's three tvachim by three tvachim, that's fit to sit on, and therefore if a zav or a nida sits on is a tumas medrash. Mashenken shloisha shloisha chosu neim rachas, it's one string less than 3 by 3, ain't a matana medrash. The Chum knew to say that if it's less than 3 by 3 tvachim, it's not enough of a size to sit on, it doesn't have tumas medrash. So you see clearly the Chum know exactly what they're saying. Here also, the Chum know exactly that the tefuah you cut down on Sukkot for sure was grown a third before Rosh Hashanah. Then Rav Yirmi was chayzin. Rav Yirmi himself retracted his statement and said like this: Lav milsi di amri. There's no question what I asked before. That's what I asked before. Hagachom, no, I take back my question. The boy minei chavrayim Rav Kana. Because the chavrayim asked the kasha from Rav Kana like that. People ask Rav Kana a question like this. Oimer shekrivu Yisrael, dechnisosin liyoret. When Klai Yisrael went in the Teretz Yisrael, the first Pesach, they had to bring the Korban Oimer. On the second day Pesach, there's a mitzvah to bring the Korban Oimer. The question was, mehechen ekrivu, from which tvua did they use to bring the Oimer? In time, if you want to tell me, the Ayub Yad Nochri, that the Yidin first came in Teretz Yisrael on Yud Nisan. They came in the 10th day of Nisan. And they had to bring the Yomer on Tes Zion Benisan. So you only have like 6 days there. So the Chura, how much could the wheat grow? It can't grow that much in 6 days. You have to tell me they took the wheat that was grown by the Goyim. The Ayub Yad Nochri, we're talking about that was grown by the Goyim. That type of tfuah that cut down the youth for the Minchas Yomer. Said the Gemara, that can't be. Ketirchem amarachmona. V'loi ketir nochri. It has to be something that you grew, that grew by a Jew, and not that grew by a guy. So besides, they couldn't use a guy shetua. Shashi ketirchem. Reishas ketirchem, when it's roya liktzor, he kru yiktir. When it's roya to be cut down, it's called yiktir. So may it had to be by a Jew, and not by a guy. And so, first of all, kind of said back to him, Mimai diak rivu, who said the cloud the first year the Eden went into Eretz Yisrael, who said they brought the Oimer that day, in that year? Maybe that year they did not bring the Korban Oimer. Dilma lo yak rivu, maybe that year they didn't bring the Korban Oimer. Nechnani, they didn't have tfuah that was grown by Yisrael, therefore maybe they didn't bring the Korban Oimer. The word says, let's talk about it, don't say like that. They saved the Pesach says in Yeshua, Vayoichlo meyavar oret, they ate from the new tfuah of Eretz Yisrael. Mimokras ha-Pesach. The next day after Pesach, the second day of Pesach, they ate Chodesh. Now the locker is when the commentaries Yisrael, the tfuah that's grown before Pesach is called Chodesh. And you're not allowed to eat it until the second day of Pesach. Until when? Until you bring the Korban Oimer. Now the locker is like this. There's man you could bring Korbanos, you're not allowed to eat the Chodesh, the second day in Pesach, until you bring the Korban. If you don't bring the Korban, it first becomes Mutter the next day. There's man out there that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, Senechnami Midiraisa, it's Mutter right away in the morning. But the Zman based Mincha, you could bring Kabonis, it's only Mutter that day when you bring the Mincha Soimer. So the Pesach says here, when he went into Eretz Yisrael, it says they ate the Yomer that day, so they ate the Chodesh that day. So Mashma that day, they did bring the Mincha Soimer, you have to say. Because if they didn't bring the Mincha Soimer, you can't eat Chodesh that day. You have to wait till the next day. And the other Pesach says, Vayoichlo Meyavarot, they ate right now from the new crop that was going in Eretz Yisrael. Mimachras HaPesach, the second day of Pesach, they started to eat Chodesh. So, Mimachras HaPesach Echol, from the second day of Pesach, you will not eat it. Mikar Layoko, but before that, you can't eat it because it's Chodesh. So, it's a right that they did bring the Mincha Seimer on the second day of Pesach. The question is, how did they have the Tfuah? The Tfuah was grown by the Goyim. It was Tosel. So, Gemara says, the Akriv Oimer, for her the Akriv. No, the Pesach needs to say is, first they brought the Oimer on the second day of Pesach, and then they ate the Chodesh. So the question is again, Mehechen Ekrivu, where did they get the tfuah, the wheat, the grain, to make the Mincha Seimer from? Is Omel answer, Rav Kana answered back, Kol Shaloi Hevi Shlish, Biyad Nochri. If the wheat, or whatever it was, the tfuah, did not grow a third, Biyad Nochri, and the last growing was Biyad Yisrael, that's called the Jews' tfuah. So we're talking about now, when the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael, the wheat there did not grow a third yet, and the next 6 days it grew a third, therefore it's called Ketirch, and they were allowed to use it for the Yomer. For the Gemara of Edima Ayol, Fulei Kimlu, so then Rav Kana asked Akasha, how did the Chum at that time know, like to bring the Mincha Seimer, maybe really the Tzvul was grown a third already by the Goyim, and then it's possible to use? El, what do you have to say? Kimlu, that the Chum at that time when he went into Eretz Yisrael knew exactly what's called that the tfuah is grown a third. They were able to say that the tfuah was not grown a third. In other words, they were able to look at it and say this tfuah was not grown a third before Rosh Hashanah. It was not grown a third when they came into Eretz Yisrael. So now when the Jews conquered Eretz Yisrael, now the next 6 days the tfuah grew a third. It became to a third full. So it's called growing by Yisrael. It's called Ketirchem. Therefore, they could bring the Mincha Soimer. That's the case.
Yes.
The Gemara brought a riot about the Chum know exactly when Tfu was grown a third and when it's not grown a third. The Gemara says no. Vidilma maybe, Layayo Klal.
Maybe when Klai Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael, they found the wheat, the tfuah, wasn't grown at all, was grown very small. So like for sure it wasn't grown a third yet. And by the time it came, Tez Zion Nisan, to bring the carbon imer, it was completely grown. Fred Gemara, but Aval Hecha Diayo River, but let's say if a quarter was grown already, then Shlish, the Pachas Mishlish Lechimlu, but maybe the Chum did not know exactly the difference whether something was grown a third or less than a third, that they don't know. How come they brought the carbon imer? Because when they came into Eretz Yisrael, like it was grown very, very small, like only one-tenth of it was grown yet. Like for sure that they know that a third wasn't grown yet, and then it was grown up until a third by the time of the Omer. The Gemara says, "Lo yisak l'daitav." That you can't say. You can't say that when they came in, like there was no doubt, it was for sure less than a third. The Chiddush, because the pasuk says like this: "V'yom olu min ha'yardein v'esel l'chodesh." When did Klai Yisrael go into Eretz Yisrael in Yeshua? When they first conquered, went into Eretz Yisrael. What day of the month was it? It was the 10th day of Nisan. The 10th day of Nisan, that's when Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. Now, if you want to tell me when Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, on the 10th day of Nisan, the tfuah, the wheat, wasn't grown so much. It was grown just a drop. It wasn't grown enough. It was very small. If so, in 5 days does wheat grow so much? Like by the time of the Omer, you have to have a keturchem, and it has to at least be a third grown, if not completely grown. So if you're telling me now, when it came in on the 10th day of Nisan, it was a very, very small and nothing was grown, and 5 days doesn't grow so fast. So Ella, what do you have to say? Ella Mai, the Yaya Revia, that for sure when they first came in the 10th day, it was already a quarter grown already. Aydan Karas, a sixth grown. And now it's only a question how to grow a little bit more, so in these 5 days, the fact grew a little bit more. Said the Gemara Akati, still we have the same question. The Chamisha Yoima Mikom Oli. In 5 days is the same question. If the wheat was only a quarter grown, so in 5 days it doesn't become a third grown. It takes longer than that for it to grow. So still you have the same question. If you want to say when it came in on the 10th, until the second day of Pesach, there was such a big change that the Chum knew for sure before was less than a third, and now it's more than a third, that also doesn't happen in 5 days. Ella, what do you have to tell me? Ella, my Yisrael Lameimah, the Pasuk says about Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Tzvik Tzivva. It says Eretz Yisrael is like a deer that runs very fast. In other words, everything grows very fast in Eretz Yisrael. If so, I'll tell you, Hochinami, Eretz Tzvik Tzivva. It's possible to say when they came into Eretz Yisrael, there was mamish very, very little grown. Mamish maybe only a tenth was grown. And then, Hochinami, in 5 days it got completely grown. It doesn't happen so fast. But in Eretz Yisrael it happens. Because Eretz Yisrael is called Eretz Tzvi, so therefore you don't have proof that the Chum really know the difference between what's grown a third and what's grown less than a third. So mainly here you don't have a proof. Alright, turn over. So where it says, so then he asked a question like this. Well, me, Master Samrit. So good, you don't have a proof, but I'll call upon him, that's the way we hold it. Avad the Chum do know exactly what's called the third grown by the wheat and what's not called the third grown, and that's what they said the Lachem, that if it's grown the third before Rosh Hashanah, it's called last year's crop, and if it first gets its third grown after Rosh Hashanah, it's next year's crop. Now the Gemara is Maskiblor Rabbi Chanina or me Moshe Tzarmit, can you really say the high Osif Ksiru that was saying on the Pesach says Chag Ha Osif the Tzeis HaShonah, the Pashuk in Shmoyis, means the time of cutting off. So when you cut off the Tfu on Sukkis, it has the luck of last year. So the Gemara book here, the Pashuk says, V'ostecho migoncho mikvecho. Another Pashuk in Devarim that says, you gather together migoncho mikvecho from the leftovers of your oil and of the grapes, of the wine. The Yom HaMar, we dash and we learn from this Pashuk, he means to tell us that there's an asmach there, that how do you make a schach? When you go to make a sukkah, from what could the schach be made out of? The psalmist gurin v'yekav akosam adabra. Schach can be made from certain the psalmist leftovers of the olives and the grapes. That's what you can make schach from. And Rashi says, V'yom amar, shalam d'cho akos, the apostle will come to teach us, l'asay schach, shal sukkah, the psalmist gurin v'yekav, kagain, kashin, the straws, the branches. That means dover, shein, the mekabotumah. It's something that's not a noichel, it's not edible, it's not makabel tumah. The gedumim menorot, but it grows out of the ground. That's what you have to make the tzchach from. something that grows out of the ground, and it's not mekabel tumah. V'hai chag osiv nami. That's what the pasuk says. V'chag osiv b'teis hashonim. You know what chag osiv means? To karmat yiseru. You said osiv is extra because it said already bizman osiv. Mishum nechsev gavi biyos b'chos masecho. I it's extra. It said already biyos b'chos masecho. So why does it say a second time in the pasuk chag osiv? The parrot says lav yiseru. It's not an extra word. Eluzel shem achag. That's the name of sukkis. Al shem shah sukkah misuchachas tefillas goyim v'yikol. Since the tchach is made from something that grows in that makabel tumah, which is the psalus of Gerwin v'yikov, so since that's what the tchach is made from, that's what sukkah is called from. So the pasuk says the chag osif, it's not an extra word to tell us the time when you collect the tefillah together, as if to say that what you collect, what you cut off on sukkah, belongs to last year's crop. Chag osif means that's called chag sukkah. Osif means the tchach. The tchach is made from the psalus of the Gerwin v'yikov, from the leftovers of the grapes after you press it down, or from the olives after you press it down. The leftover stuff is not makabel tumah, and it's something that grows out of the ground. That's what you can make tchach from. So meno, the word osif means the tchach. So the pasuk means the chag osif. This is the yontif of sukkis. So the chalos now is not an extra word. So you can't dashen from this pasuk to tell me that what grows a third is called finished. That it grew a third last year, it has last year's halacha. You can't learn it out from this pasuk. The Gemara says, Amar Abzera said then, Ha Milsa, Heved Biyodim, like this halacha that we wanted to know, how do we know that tefillah, when it's grown a third, that's called it's finished, right? And if it's grown a third last year, it's last year, this year, this year. We thought we know the pshat. But Biyosa, Rabbi Chanina, Shoda Beinaga, Rabbi Chanina came and busted it, like put a nail in it. And they asked us a good question. How do you know to say that part of Chag Osef means that the Ksira of Sukkis goes after last year's crop? It's not talking about the Ksira. It's talking about that the shame of Sukkot is called Chag Osuf. That's the Chag that you have Chag. So therefore, we're back to the Kasha. How do we know this Yisoid? That when Tfuah, when the wheat is grown one third, that's like now it's finished. So if it's grown one third last year, it's last year's crop. This year, this year's. How do we know this Yisoid? Gemara says, Elam Inoam. How do we know it from? Kirtanya. Tell you from another place. We learn it like this. Rabbi Yonasin ben Yosef Omer. The pasuk says, "V'yasasa es hatzfuah l'shot l'shleish shonim." You should make the tefuah for 3 years. Pasuk is talking about there that it's a bracha that when you make shemitah, so sometimes you're not allowed to plant the seventh year, and then you have yovel, you can't plant that year, and then the next year it takes like 3 years till you have crops. So how are you going to live? And l'may, what you planted on the sixth year will last you for 3 years. That's what pasuk shon the pasuk is. V'yasasa es hatzfuah l'shleish shonim. What you grew the sixth year will last you sometimes for 3 years. Will last you for the seventh, for the eighth, when it's yovel, and then for the next year until the tefuah comes about. So we dashin don't know that al tikri, don't read it lishleish, to say 3 years, ela lishlish, as if to say it.